Well, you've put up with enough junkyard blather from both of us. It's time to tell you that we're going to go to our talkbacks. And funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report this week comes from Maya and Sam, who visited Sugar Lake Lodge near Grand Rapids.
Go.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm 8 years old and I am from Maple Grove, Minnesota. Today, what I enjoyed at the nature hike was that I got to capture frogs and I caught a lot of moths. What I thought was disgusting was that a spider looked dead in the pool when it was in the lake, when it was actually a spider that knows how to swim. I also like the exploding seeds.
Hi, my name is Maya. I'm 11 years old and I'm from Maple Grove, Minnesota. Something that we did today that was cool is we went and caught spiders and frogs in the pond, and I caught a bunch of frogs and a spider. Something I thought that was interesting was that when we caught the frogs, they were really calm, and they didn't, one fought to get loose, but otherwise they were really calm. Something I thought that was kind of disgusting is when our nature tour ate some ants and said they were good and sour. And my favorite part about the nature hike was probably when I caught a spider that had an egg sac, and she had 4 eyes on the top of her head and 4 eyes down close to the bottom of her head, and it was kind of creepy.
Thanks, Maya and Sam. They were great company. Maya was a little disgusted. I couldn't get her to eat an ant. I told her that they were really tasty, that if she liked warheads or Sour Patch candies, that she should try an ant, but she had no interest. She did catch a really nice fishing spider, the big one, and I got it out of her net, and I held it in my hand with my finger on one of its legs so it wouldn't wander off. It did have an egg sac, and they were just fascinated, and the adults were too. Both by the fact that I had the courage to just hold it in my hand, which made them all a little bit nervous. But they could see that it was going nowhere, and it wasn't trying to bite me. Of course, it had an egg sac the size of a pea right under its chest, and it couldn't really get its mouth parts down to me. So I wasn't worried at all. The fishing spider, she will find an appropriate spot, and once in her life, she weaves a web, and she will weave a web around her egg sac, and then the egg sac will burst, and about 500 little spiderlings will come out this fall, and somehow they will survive the winter and come out and grow during the summer next year, and they will be those big creepy spiders that you run into in the fall. And put your finger on one of their legs and take a close look. It's worth the time. Our next report comes from Beth Haskin, the Education Director at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
This is the phenology report from Long Lake Conservation Center. The first formal bumblebee survey was conducted at Long Lake on August 8th. We had a very successful survey and captured around 40 bees in 45 minutes. No bees were harmed and were handled by trained professionals. The method for documentation was capturing the bee, cooling it down so it stops moving, photographing, and then letting them warm up again to be released. During our survey, we photographed many different species. Our most common find was the brown-belted bumblebee. Most of the bees were on the wild bergamot, but a few were on blazing starflowers and goldenrod. 9 of the bees we found had visible mites on them. These mites do not harm the bee, but use them as transport to get to new nests where they eat things like the wax from the hive. We will be conducting a survey like this twice a summer to help scientists gather more accurate information about bumblebees. This is a citizen science project through the Xerces Society Bumblebee Watch Program. Thank you to the students and leaders from McGizzy in Minneapolis for your help with the survey. It was a great day to be among the wildflowers. Remember to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thank you, Beth. Nice report. Good to know that folks are out and sort of surveying the bumblebees. I've been taking pictures of bumblebees all summer and enjoying their company. I watched yesterday as bumblebees explored the entrance to the spotted touch-me-not flowers. They can't get back to the nectar, but they were gathering pollen, and the bee that I looked at was scraping the pollen off the top of her head and then packing it into her packs on her legs. So it was really quite interesting. Bumblebees are very, very cool. Those are our talkback segment for today. If you have a report that you'd like to share with us, we would love to hear from you. Please send it along. KAXE.org will get it to us, and we would love to play it for you and for everybody else who's listening this morning.